saying that you could not be aware of what someone is thinking. In other words, if someone has a strong opinion about something and they are conveying it to you and you are listening, it activates that vibration within you. But everything that you feel and everything that you are and everything that comes to you and everything that doesn't come to you, everything that you want that doesn't make its way into your experience quickly, and everything that you've got that you don't want that doesn't leave your experience, everything that you are living and everything that everyone else is living, everything that you've ever seen, everything that you've ever lived, everything that you ever will live is only about the vibrational relationship between who you are allowing yourself to be by virtue of the thoughts you're thinking right now and who you really are relative to the same subject. So, when you criticize and you feel horrible, and when you praise, you feel wonderful, what does that tell you? You are a lover who praises and appreciates, and when you find reason to do otherwise, you feel horrible. In fact, we think that the best thing that you could ever do whenever you are feeling negative emotion about someone or something is write their name at the top of a page and focus on their name for a minute and then ask yourself this all-empowering question. Dear so-and-so, what is it that I'm thinking about you that has me separated from who I am? Feel the power in that. What am I thinking about you that has me separated from what I really think about you? What excuse am I using about the government or about the economy or about the weather or about my lover or about my ex-lover or about that person or that person? What excuses am I using? Because we want you to realize that in time, you're going to come around to remembering, and it might be the day you croak, it could be sooner. You're going to come around to remembering that nothing is worth holding yourself apart from who you are. And when you discover that you have the power to make the difference, then you're on your way. We've been talking, and some of you have listened to us for a while, and you hear us talking about appreciation and love and joy and all of those good thing feeling emotions, and how as you cause more resistance, there's the allowing of who you really are and there's the resisting of who you really are. And so as you're allowing, you're feeling love and appreciation. As you get more resistance, you're feeling some overwhelmment and some frustration. And as you continue to resist more, you get into those doubt feelings and those feelings of anger and rage and revenge and in all the way into that feeling of powerlessness, which you describe as fear or depression. And while all of those emotions are well documented, there are perhaps thousands upon thousands of words that you use to describe them globally, we want you to begin focusing upon one simple word which would serve you very well in terms of emotions, and call the emotion that you're reaching for the emotion of relief. Because since everything is relative, when you begin to reach for the emotion of relief, what that means is you do have access to a slightly less resistant thought than the one that you are thinking. And when you are willing to reach for the feeling of relief, now you are turning and going with the flow. We want you to realize that no matter where you put your boat in the stream, it doesn't matter if you put it in pretty close to appreciation, or you're putting it in somewhere around a feeling of frustration or overwhelmment, or you might be putting your boat in the stream way upstream in that feeling of powerlessness. But when you understand that no matter where you put your boat in, the stream is moving, and it is moving toward everything that you want and everything that you are. And if you realize that the stream is moving and that your relief factor is not about moving all the way down to where everything you want is, your relief factor is giving up the struggle against the energy that is moving. Can you feel that? So when you are feeling powerless and you give up the struggle of powerlessness by turning downstream and the best you can find is rage, rage is a downstream emotion from that powerlessness that you are feeling. Therefore, it is a step in the right direction. Your friends don't agree. Your friends liked you better when you were depressed. When you were depressed, you stayed in your room, you didn't bother anybody, and now you're out there in revenge and rage, you're in everyone's face. They will take you to anger management seminars, they will. But we want you to realize, it's like Jerry and Esther are traveling in their monster.